During this Advent season, I've been telling some of the stories behind some of the songs that we sing for Advent and Christmas. And one of those stories, one of the songs that I'd like to tell you the story behind is the song we just sang, O Holy Night. It kind of has an interesting origin. What does a parish priest, a wine commissioner, and a Jewish musician have in common? It sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, but in all reality, it's the origin of this particular piece of music. The year was 1847, and the place was France. The parish priest was getting ready for what we're doing tonight. They were getting ready for the candlelight service, Christmas Eve service. And he'd asked the wine commissioner to prepare a poem to be read at Christmas Eve service. The commissioner was surprised that he was asked, and he was delighted. Holding in his hand a copy of Luke's Gospel, he read with care the account of the story of the birth of Jesus, and he wrote diligently the words that would become in French, Cantique de Noël. He wanted the poem, though, to be accompanied by music, and so he solicited the help of one of France's great musicians, but he also happened to be a Jew. The poem and the music were performed together, to everyone's delight, 3 weeks later at the Christmas Eve service, with such delight that the song would be sung all over France. However, when it was discovered that the priest had joined the socialist movement and that the music was composed by a Jew, the church denounced it. Yet it had continued to be popular, and it found its way into a book, and like many books, got on a boat and headed across the Atlantic. It came to America. A young Harvard divinity student, a man who had been called by God to go into the ministry, stood out in front of his congregation to speak and discovered that he had stage fright. He couldn't do it. He was unable to carry out the job of being a minister, so he decided to dedicate his life to writing and to editing, and he started to write a journal and would find great music and publish it so that people who were using music in their churches could discover new music. And he came across a copy of this French carol. He translated it, and he published it for the very first time, what we heard tonight, O Holy Night. John Sullivan Dwight was an abolitionist, a man who saw the slavery of the South as an evil, and he was moved by the stirring lines in the song that we just heard that speak of the chain being broken and the slave as our brother. The song spread across the United States, but it would spread in a totally unusual way. It would enter itself into the history books in technology. On Christmas Eve, 1906, one of Thomas Edison's students, a young chemist and professor, was working on an invention that would change all of our lives. And on this Christmas Eve, he wanted to debut this new technology with an antenna that reached into the sky, with a generator that would take human voice and transform it into electrical signals. He would transmit it over 200 miles using what is today called amplitude modulation, or for some of you, you'll remember AM radio. He would take human voice in a time when most communication was telegraph transmission, dot, 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 and dash, dash, dash. Can you imagine the amazement of the people who were used to hearing that began to hear on this Christmas Eve the sound of a human voice broadcast hundreds of miles away? The question is, what would the inventor say? What would be the first message broadcast on Christmas Eve? What would be the first radio transmission? Well, he would read from Luke's Gospel the story of Jesus and his birth. He would take out the phonograph and play Christmas carols. And then he took out his violin and he played the song we just heard, O Holy Night, the first song ever played on radio. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. It's on this night we look back to that night in that Bethlehem village, that small little village outside of Jerusalem, would be born a child that would change the world. But it would be hundreds of years later that the most famous song of Christmas time would be written. The song Silent Night was written in a tiny Austrian village that nobody would have ever heard of had it not been for what happened that night. The priest had come to do what we are doing tonight, to conduct the evening service for Christmas Eve. And he discovered that the organ was broken, the only instrument they used. What would he do? He reached into his archives and found an old poem he had written a few years earlier. He had written it while he would walk from his grandfather's house to the church on those cold winter days and nights. And he thought about the birth of Jesus. He took that poem and brought it to the organist and said, you have 2 hours tonight to compose music to accompany this poem. You're going to have to use a guitar because the organ's not working. Meet me at the church, and you're going to teach the choir 4-part harmony to this new song. 2 hours later, he showed up. And minutes of preparation that would have normally taken weeks to train the choir 4-part harmony, they stood before the altar of that church, and the world for the very first time heard the words to the great carol, Silent Night. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, they heard in German. But how in the world would that song become so popular here? How did that song about a silent night in some tiny little Austrian village become so well known? Well, it actually was because of a very unlikely person, the organ repairman, who had come to fix the broken organ, heard the incredible story and was so moved by it that everywhere he went, he took the story and the song with him. Traveling musicians into one of those churches would take the song before the great fair. And present that day was King William IV of Prussia. So moved by the stirring lyrics of Silent Night, he ordered that the National Cathedral perform it. And the song stretched across all of Europe. And for the first time in the United States, on a Christmas Eve service in December of 1839, it was performed in Trinity Church, New York. 2 decades later, though, America would be changed forever. Not only would this song take off and everybody would be singing it and knowing it, but this country would be in the midst of its civil war. Divided north and south, bitter battles would take place all over our land. But it is said that in some places, that on Christmas Day, the battle would stop and the north and south would meet together and read the story of the birth of Jesus, and it could be heard the sound of the song, Silent Night. And that's the story of two great songs that talk about something that has a story behind it. And maybe tonight, it's time for you to discover the story behind the stories that we sing at Christmas, the story about Jesus. The one who, as we learn tonight, came because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Into this dark world he came to bring hope, to bring joy, and to bring light.